The ancients knew that music and the motion of celestial bodies were intimately related. The notion of musica universalis, or music of the spheres, builds on the mathematical relationships that hold the universe together. Composers ever since have freely speculated as to what celestial music might sound like, and Robert Pollack's Ebb and Flow Arts has been presenting concerts for more than 30 years aimed at answering that question. Robert has a program of new works coming up at the Windward Community College Imaginarium. He's with us on the line. Thanks for joining us, Robert.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for your continued interest in our presentations.
Well, it's pretty interesting stuff, you know, the whole idea of, and for one thing, combining music and visuals.
Oh, yes. It's a natural, of course. The planetarium is a wonderful visual experience, but it also has an excellent sound system.
So the whole idea is immersion, right? That you're given something to sort of feast your eyes upon as you listen to the music.
Yeah, it's a very, very immersive. It's also a fusion of art and science in the planetarium, musical arts and the science of the stars, astronomy, and so on. So it's a kind of a fusion on many levels. And we've been doing it, for many years. I started in New Jersey when I ran the Composers Guild in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like we'd go to these concerts in a concert hall with electronic music, and it was wonderful sometimes because the sound systems were fabulous, but there was something so deadening about seeing an empty stage with a couple of speakers.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The question is this really the future of music?
Mm-hmm.
We used to be told years ago that, in fact, the electronic medium was going to solve all of our problems. You know, perfect renditions. You walk out of the studio, electronic studio, with a tape under your arm, and that's it. So it was really the future. But, of course, there are issues. That is that what happens 20 years later with a piece like that, it doesn't change. It's static. It
mm-hmm.
becomes really non-music at a certain point. However, the thought was, let's place this music in an exciting visual environment. So we teamed up with Planetaria way back when in Trenton and other facilities. Then they didn't have digital technology.
Mm-hmm.
So one year, the big advance at the State Planetarium was the director very excitedly said, we have a disco ball this year. but, you know, then the whole program went on hiatus as we moved here to Hawaii. I thought that was it. Until happened upon this Imaginarium. And so it's, you know, on the campus, like you say, of the Windward Community College. I talked to the director and really founder of the Imaginarium, Dr. Joe Ciotti,
mm-hmm.
and he was open to the program. And this will be on May 5th, probably our sixth collaboration with Imaginarium.
Well, Robert, also one of the things that you've done with Ebb and Flow Arts is open people's ears to music that is unfamiliar and challenging, right?
That's right. And this provides a wonderful portal, if you will, you know, visually to embrace the sounds as well.
Yeah.
You know, and we've done this also at the major facility on the Big Island, the Imaloa Planetarium in Hilo, which is a 3D facility. We have a wonderful technical producer, Peter Swansea, who's able to create these so-called full-dome films for the planetarium. And in this case, where it's a kind of tri-island synergy where we have musicians and artists from three islands, Big Island, Maui, and Oahu, participating. So it's a very exciting way to go for us. Definitely. And I couldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would have these sorts of shows way back when, you know, with the anything that can be done on a computer screen now digitally can be projected onto the dome. So,
well, Robert, you use the term portal as a means of introducing people to, you know,
mm-hmm.
challenging and different sounds. And I think with regard to a great deal of modern music, a portal is is very necessary. Well, if not necessary, yeah, at least extremely beneficial for a great many listeners. Do you agree?
I do, and we, as this is a free admission event, so we make our events barrier free, thanks to, for example, support from the Hawaii State Foundation of Culture and Arts, mm-hmm, and the Hawaii Community Foundation, Robert E. Black Fund, the Kasasa Foundation, ABC Stores, and others. We can make these events free, so that helps, of course, to open the doors, open the opportunity to listen, and as we've discussed in the past, you know, our role is curatorial. We feel the avant-garde has always existed, and in this nowadays, it's our mission to provide and offer these type events to the public. And we've gotten some very good responses. People love the Planetaria shows. The last one at Imaloa was an overflow, literally. Had to bring in many, many extra chairs and so on. So it's a popular event in that sense, because you know the allure of the planetarium. It's just wonderful. But remember those? What was it? Rebel Without a Cause, that film where a lot of the scenes took place in a planetarium. You know, it has that mystery and magic. And again, it fuses art and science in a way that's quite powerful and entertaining, really.
Well, I think that you could make an argument for music as a fusion of art and science.
It really... Yeah, exactly. Because as you were saying, for example, Aristotle wrote that the motions of planets must produce a noise, since on our Earth the motion of bodies far inferior in size and speed of movement has that effect. Their speeds are in the same ratios as musical concordances. The sound given forth by the circular movement of the stars is harmony.
Well, so harmony is something...
From the ancient times, there was this connection of mathematics, music, the intervals, the fact that for us that electricity and the starlight are similar, in a similar continuum, really.
Well,
and
Robert,
so it would be natural to place electronic music under the stars.
The ancients got a lot of things right, Robert, and thanks very much for talking with us. Robert Pollack is the founder of Ebb and Flow Arts, which presents Music of the Spheres at Hokulani Imaginarium on the campus of Windward Community College on Friday, May 5th at 7:30 p.m. It's a free admission event.